The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Hello, we're here today with Janie Manning, the discharge coordinator at the hospital, and Jason Scheiderer, coordinator of paramedicine. Good morning, Janie and Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. I think that all of us at some point in our lives go through a hospital stay, and while we're in the hospital, we have people taking care of all of our needs. Then when we go home, it's a completely different story, and sometimes we're not completely prepared when we go home. This is what you do every day. Can you tell me, what are some of the challenges that patients face when they're being discharged from the hospital?
When we see them at the end, they're ready to go home. They want to get out of there. They're tired. They're tired of being in the hospital. They're tired of being out of their house. They're tired of being separated from their family, friends, pets, their normal activities, and they just want to go home. So when we try to give them all the information to get them out the door, they just want to say, yep, got it, go.
It can be an overwhelming time at discharge. And so for us, we like to start that process when they first come in so that we can come up with the best plan, the appropriate plan, and hopefully make it not as overwhelming and a lot smoother for them, and that they have a good understanding of what they need to do when they get home and for it to be as comfortable for them as it can be.
So what are some of the things that they need to be able to know before going home?
Medications are a big part of the discharge process. New medications, discontinued medications, a good understanding of why they're taking it. You can expect to see pharmacy at the beginning of your admission, and then you can also expect to see them at the end. So medications are a big part of it. They need to know any limitations, activity, diet, if they're going to need any equipment, follow-up appointments. There is a lot of information at discharge, but we also try to give them a printed out sheet that has all of that information and that they'll feel comfortable with all of that.
I also think they really need to know their symptoms, things that are not getting better, things, signs that are getting worse, and then maybe what a medication side effects are versus not getting better, so they can consult their doctor, and if they're not getting better, go for a follow-up appointment, get a medication change. If they're just not feeling right, or they're not feeling as energetic or something, going to their doctor, letting them know so they can make medication changes possibly. But knowing the signs and symptoms of when to go call your doctor, when to come back to the hospital are key to getting better.
So I'm assuming that the hospital gives them contact information, who they need to call if they get home and they have these symptoms that they've been told to watch out for?
They get a binder when they get discharged. That binder includes all their medications, including the changes that we know that they've had. It gives them what their history is, what their new medical diagnosis is that caused them to get hospitalized, all the things that go along with that diagnosis, the signs, the symptoms, and if things are getting worse, who to call. And then in the back, they have a contact list of all our provider offices, of course, their provider office numbers, with their appointment cards that are in that binder as well.
So basically they know who to call and when it's going to be time to call them. Sounds like a good plan. You mentioned the pharmacy, talking to the pharmacy. Do people from the pharmacy actually come and talk to the patients in their rooms to explain medications?
Yes, the pharmacist will come to the patient's room, see them on admission, talk about their medications at that time. They'll also come at discharge and go over the discharge instructions. Again, the new medications, discontinued medications, side effects, all of those things. So we try to give them quite a bit of information about their medicines because that is an important piece of the discharge. And we try to eliminate the risk for a readmission to the hospital. We don't want them to have to come back because they didn't fill their medicine. They didn't take it properly. We also need to know if they have challenges in affording their medicines too. So we need for folks to be honest with us, to let us know what their barriers are, because we have resources to help.
So if I were being discharged from the hospital and I couldn't afford the medication that the physician had prescribed, I could come and talk to you and you might be able to help me figure out how I could get the medication?
Unfortunately, we can't help everyone, but we help as many as we can. I work really closely with pharmacy in those circumstances, and we are able to help some folks. I do work closely with Greg and the pharmacy department to help folks with that affordability.
I guess in line with the medication issue, I know sometimes people are discharged from the hospital and they have to have medical equipment, maybe that they have not ever had before. Is that the same situation, that you would help them get that? Because if they need it, it's got to be there when they get home right away, correct?
Right. Again, we try to identify what they're going to need. If they need oxygen, respiratory therapy, we'll arrange for that. Equipment, I will help arrange for. Walkers, bedside commodes, rollators, things like that. If they need home health, I will arrange for that. If it's too taxing for them to come to the hospital for services, then I can set up home health, a nurse will visit. Therapy can come to them if it's taxing for them to come out, if they're a fall risk. If they're homebound, then I can set up home health. So we have resources to help them with all those things, and I would be the one to help arrange those.
What is it that you do, Jason, to help people after they go home from the hospital?
When they're discharged, depending on their diagnosis, the doctor may flag them as somebody that I need to see. And I would come and meet with them and talk to them about some of the stuff going home. And then I would come, with their permission, of course, I would come to their house, set up an appointment, come out, and after they've been home for a couple days, call them, check in on them, make sure they're doing well, any questions they have about medications, if they've had a log book that the doctor assigned, such as blood pressure logs or blood glucose logs, blood sugar, then we would go over those on the phone real quick. And then when I go out there, if there's adjustments need to be made, I can talk to the doctor and we can talk about making adjustments to medications while I'm out with the patient. So adjusting insulin levels or things like that based on where we're seeing their blood sugars every day. The other thing we can do is weigh them and things like that. You don't always think about all the little things in your house when you're in the hospital. Again, you want to just kind of get out the door and you want to get back home. You don't think about the few stairs that you have. You don't think about the rugs on the floor being a fall hazard. You don't think about where your laundry is and trying to get to that. So we just talk about your daily needs, making sure you can get up and cook, making sure you can go to the store and get the food that you need to cook. We discuss all those needs, and if we need to get back with Janie or somebody else and revisit your plan, we can intervene and revisit the plan and get home health or try to set up some other support services for them. And then as well as just check the vitals, check in, remind them of their symptoms, go over the discharge information, go over their medications, make sure they got the medications, answer any questions that they have about the medications, and any questions about their follow-up appointments or services.
Do most patients, when they're sent home, have someone at home to help them? And if so, do you work with that person and help them understand how to take care of the patient?
It depends on the patient. The patient has to give permission for somebody else to be involved in their medical care. If they're okay with it, absolutely. If they want that person to hear, we encourage that person to hear. Because it's a second set of ears, and it's a second understanding. Someone who may not have been so tired because of being woken up for lab draws and midnight medications and things, they may be well rested. So they may understand things at a different level than the patient does. And it may be somebody that can run out and get them their food, can help them so they don't trip and fall in the house, to understand that, yeah, I know that rug looks nice there, but it's a fall hazard right now. We probably need to put that up for a while until mobility is a little better.
That sounds like an excellent resource. What about the patients who are sent home maybe with a new diagnosis that requires maybe more complex management, like someone who is newly diagnosed with diabetes and they've got to change so many things in their life? Is there any sort of resource for ongoing patient education to help them learn how to manage that illness?
We can set them up with Dina, our dietitian. We try to give them some diabetic education. There's diabetic classes available. We also try to give them some education while they're there. That would be someone, too, that would trigger a visit from Jason. And then from Jason, follow up with the care coordinators with Becky and Dwayne so that these folks don't fall between the cracks and they get the education that they need. Because, again, a new diagnosis of diabetes can be overwhelming, and it is. It's a lifestyle change. It's a big change for a lot of people. So we want to be able to educate them, support them, and give them what they need. So maybe it's, you know, helping them out with a monitor in the beginning. So Jason and Dwayne and Becky help with that follow-up after they go home. If they don't qualify for home health, if they're not homebound, again, we would use Jason and Becky and Dwayne for that resource just to get that education and support if they have questions. So, yes, that's how we would tackle that.
Well, it sounds like the patient care doesn't stay inside the four walls of the hospital, that a lot of it can go home with the patient. I think that's a good thing, particularly for people who don't feel well and maybe have mobility issues, or maybe they can't get out of the house at all. They've still got some resources. We've talked a lot about what the hospital is doing and what you do to help patients recover when they get home. But what are some of the things that patients can do to kind of take ownership of their health and to try and make sure that they don't wind up going back into the hospital?
The big thing is staying there until they're medically ready to go. I know some people feel that they want to get out of there and they want to go home, but some people probably hurry themselves out the door a little too early. That's an easy way to get back in, is to not be well enough to go home.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I can certainly relate to that. I've been in the hospital a couple of times myself and been very eager to go home. Sometimes it's hard to be patient. You talked a lot about medications, being educated about your medications, being sure that you have them. Is there an issue with patients taking their medications when they go home?
Yes. Yes. Patients need to take the medication, and they need to take it as prescribed. That is a very, very important step to getting better, is making sure you take all of your antibiotics and making sure that bacteria is gone. If it's a virus, you're going to have to rest and get over that. But medications are very important to controlling all the chronic conditions. High blood pressure, diabetes, CHF. A lot of those are regulated by medications. Heart rates, AFib, atrial fibrillation is an irregular heartbeat that can cause all sorts of other complications. And the right medications are things that will help control this. They need to make sure they take the medications and go to those follow-up doctor's appointments. They're going to check labs, they're going to check on the patient, they're going to check the vital signs, and they're going to make sure that the patient is going the right way and that the numbers are where they want to see them for that patient.
So they may actually need to adjust the medications, right? And maybe take a different one, discontinue one, take a different amount.
Absolutely.
So they need to have that follow-up visit to make sure those things can be done, right?
Every patient is different. Every medication works in each patient a slightly different way.
Okay. I never really thought about that. You mentioned resting when you go home. I know if I take off work, I come back to work and I have a million things to do because I've been off work. You know, going back home can be the same way. You can go back home and have a million things that you want to do because you've been gone so long. Are there things that you say to patients to convince them you really can't go back home and just pick up where you left off?
It really is important that they rest when they do go home, because if they don't, sometimes what we tell folks is that if you go home and don't go by your discharge instructions, then there's a possibility that you would have to be readmitted, that you'll have to come back because, you know, you didn't get that rest. Your body needs that time to heal and to rest. And so we want people to go home. We want them to go home safely, and we want to do everything that we can to support them. But rest is important. And if you don't get that, then you run the risk of having to be readmitted, and we don't want that either. So,
well, that sounds like a pretty convincing argument. Aside from resting, do you have a problem with patients who go home maybe and they think they can just do everything they were able to do before they found out they had maybe a particular diagnosis? Some of these situations must be life-changing.
Yes, absolutely. And sometimes we see people back in the ER very quickly after they've been discharged. I've had to bring them back to the ER and encourage them to go to a doctor's appointment, because when I go out there, they had just mowed the lawn the day before. They may have overdone it. It's hot out right now. So being out there after a recent hospitalization, mowing your lawn is probably not the first thing you should do after you get home from a hospitalization and you're recovering. Yet we've had to take some patients back because of it.
Well, thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate it. I think this is a common experience. And like you say, right when you're being discharged is probably not that first time you should be thinking about what that situation is going to be like when you get back home. But it's really great that you are here as a resource and that people can go home and know that they aren't on their own and they don't have to go home and panic because they're all alone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to RushMemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.